even the high voltage cables here of the electricity, you know, it was not necessary, you know, to put this on it. But it has to look like an obelisk, like two ones, Yashim and Boaz. For the construction, it's absolutely not necessary. Oh, and there's the Templar's V in it. Yeah, here's some more. Yeah, some more obelisks. Not necessary, not at all. It's like being in Egypt. That's what they're like. Now look, the Belgian pharmacy. There's a Swiss cross, you know, the hospital is. And from the top it looks like a pyramid. Look, if you look here, it looks like a pyramid. There's probably a lot more to see. You see the four parts, triangles of the pyramid, yeah? Well, I mean, they invented, you know, medicine and all that. So I'm in the Ardennes. And here's another war monument, it's all over. Yeah. An obelisk, of course. And here it says it's a Belgian guy who gave his life for saving 40 Jewish children. He was deported to a concentration camp and murdered. So here in Belgium, next to the Templars place, you can see the Wesikapaitjes. You have to imagine another ring on top, which is going all the way up here. One is going down, like Audi cars and, you know, Gucci, MasterCard. It means we are a chain and you're standing alone. It's all for one and one for all. It's a bit like an artistic form. And in the middle of the rings, you know, you've got the oval, like in the Oval Office. So this is next to the Templar space, Villers, Le Temple. It's all connected. I mean, what are you going to do on a roundabout? You don't want to put a house in there, nobody's going to live in there. But everybody's passing there, so you put a secret symbol, you know. It's like dogs pissing everywhere, you know. So I'm going there. Bastogne, where the war was. So in the coat of arms of this place here, Marche en Famenne, we got a castle, a crown, stars in it. So I'm going to Bastogne. Yeah. Look at that. Even the supermarkets, they built them like high security prisons already. Look at that. It's like a castle, over, you know, with the miradors, you know. You just rebuild it when civil war hits the fan, you know. Well, they just put a turret on it. They got their castle, high security prison supermarket here in Belgium. Well, it's a rare occasion I see the entire moon. Oh, because it's very clear here. I'm very high, I'm quite high up. I'm here in the Ardennes where the Battle of the Bulge was. So, oh, it's the first time my camera kept it, eh? One more time with the teleconverter. So this is quite funny. All the petrol station on this road, I think there are about, I don't know, 15 or something, or, you know, one after the other. You know, really, all I hear. Texas Oil, Shell, British Petrol, and it goes on and it goes on. Why? Because this side here, where I'm standing at, is Luxembourg, and the other side is Belgium. So here, it's a lot cheaper. So if a petrol station would be on that side, and there are none, it would be more expensive than it is on this side. Isn't that funny? They're all here. There's about 15 in a row. I'm here in a McDonald's. Somebody gave me a ticket for 7 euros. So there's all snow on my tent here. So I'm drying it up in the McDonald's here. I hope they don't mind. Yeah. So I ate some McDonald's, you know, well, it filled me up. So now it's like 9 o'clock in the evening, and I'm in Strasbourg, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I was still in Bastogne in Belgium. So there's still the snow from Bastogne, the Battle of the Bulge. Freemason stuff over a bridge. So this is the joining. Probably Acacia for Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas to you. It's a funny neighborhood here. Right, everywhere they're having roadblocks with the cops here. So go to the Christmas market in Strasbourg. The whole center like is blocked. Blocked here too. Cars are not allowed at all. So I better not get any nearer. No. It's all politics, you know, to get used to it. Like a it's good people get used to it, you know. It's all politics. And to train themselves, you know, to block an entire like place where the Muslims live and all that. And it says this bridge is closed, a small one is closed. The big one, you just walk through it. See, that's so stupid. It's all a lie. So if you're sitting in the tram here, you can just pass that bridge and get in anyway, you know. See, there's no control, nothing. See? On the other side, it's like... there are some cops standing there. That's all. Where are they? They're gone. Oh, there. Yeah. So you just go in from the tram and all the other bridges like sort of blocked it, so it's all a lie, you know. There's no control in the tram, you just go in, you know, and the cops are standing here. It's all a bloody lie, you know, to have them trained to it, you know. It's all a lie. There are no Muslim terrorist attacks or something. Yeah, it's just New World Order training, you know, they're standing again. It's like an island here in the middle where the famous Strasbourg Christmas market is, you know. If these guys, you know, would just around the bend, like, get into a dinghy, you know, and cross the river, you know, it's like you, 1 minute you're across the dip, you know, like, you know. You know, you see these guys in the pyjamas, all strapped with... a lot of goodies. It's no problem, you know. There are ways, you know, just stay in the tram, you know. And if it doesn't work out, you know, this is the way they think, apparently, just blow up the whole fucking thing, you know, so it doesn't get anywhere anymore. Straight to hell, or heaven, or whatever. Yeah, these guys make Christmas into a hell, you know. But anyway, the Arabs are all over, you know, so they have lots of safe houses on the other side, you know. They just swim over in the night, you know, and wrap their goodies, you know, like in a plastic bag, and, you know, they're the other ones, you know. And bring it to the safe house, you know, and then they can do what they want, you know, the next, like, day. But even... so stupid. It's all New World Order training. No, a sleeping lion. It means sleeper agents. Pharaohs here in the aristocracy too. Here's Isis, of course. Just look up in the streets, you know, you see a lot of things. Always look up. Look, the lion is a Swiss cross. Look at that. That's what I'm telling you. Pharaohs, their base is Switzerland. Here in the street next to the railway station in Strasbourg, just behind. It's everywhere, folks. You look at it. It's the Fleur de Lis. Definitely. The big one in the middle, which is Seth. Satan. Coming out of the red house. Of the red crescent moon. And it says the rogue one. Actually, I was thinking that the White House was the rogue one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's the Red House. Well, I mean, they came together in Hotel Maison Rouge in the Red House Hotel in Strasbourg, didn't they? Octagon. So, how come? Let me think about it. There it says, join the rebellion, the new world order. The Fleur de Lis, that's the Red House in the north, you know, the official pharaohs, you know, where Alexandria is and Cairo, where the big pyramids are, the Pertasser, the Red House, you know, the Red House descendants. So, and the Rogue One, that's why it is in white, you know, that they are the, that's Star Wars. Well, they are, it is Star Wars, we're on a planet, and we don't know what's going on, you know, they know what's going on. And the White House, they are the rogue ones. And it says, you know, everywhere like a pyramid in it, you know. Where is it? Yeah, real. So here's Martini, the drink, in a Sun hieroglyph. You know, like James Bond's 007, you know, the old... It's all pharaonic, you know, there's the family Saint-Croix, Switzerland, remember my videos. Stirred and not shaken, or the other way around, I don't even know. And that was the other one there, the Star Wars thing. Well, I wanted to show you another one the other side. The tram just came in the middle. So here she's closing the one eye, you know, that's, you know, that's all the Horus thing, you know. It's pharaonic, new world order. And here it says frei in German, that means free. And here it says will, free will. And will, it's written thick. Here's some pharaoh here. There he is. Or whatever. Showing some pharaonic rings here. Or, you know, bracelets. The same thing, these things I saw in the Jewish quarter, like on the wall. Pharaohs all over. But I'm sorry, I don't even dare to look at the rest anymore, you know. I don't dare. It's all over. It's flagrant. It's right in the eyes, you know, wherever you look. The Martini there. The Star Wars, you know. Fleur de Lis. The Red House. It's flagrant. Well, here's a hotel in Strasbourg. You know, the Fleur de Lis. And it even says Calis. There's Lis, like in Fleur de Lis, and like quality. This is a quality hotel. And it's like the Red House. Like the Red House in Strasbourg, where they all got together, like. ISIS. Yo. It says alien. Well, they are aliens, aren't they now? There she is, the goddess. Look at this bottle. It's I love sleeping in a forest. Look at that, fantastic. But see, you know, you have to look where the trees, you know, sometimes they get tired, you know, like there's a tree and they get tired, so you have to look what way would they fall if they get tired, if they come like howling down, you know, in the middle of the night, you know. So they would drop like the other side. And before you go to sleep, you hug the trees and you ask for protection, you know. And you always look at the ground because, you know, there's like twigs here, the pieces of tree, you know, getting out, you know. And it might like perforate, you know, the mattress like here. And if it does, you know, in the winter, it is winter now, you'll have a sorry night. You know? So they're all, you see, I don't know if you can see it, but they would fall down, like, to the left here. And this one here would fall down slightly to the right, that one too. And there are a couple of fallen trees here, like over there where you can't see them. And, well, they get tired, you know. Everything has an end, and beautiful. See, so it's in the middle of the night. and always ask for protection, you know, to the trees and hug them and say they're beautiful, they're warm. If you want to sleep outside, respect to the environment where you spend your nights. See all these trees here, they just break off in the middle of the night, you know. And if you've got your tent underneath, you're kind of stuck, you know. Here too was another one. There, that was kite. Oh, you're still hanging there, you know. And there behind there's one. And here's one lying here. And there. And there. And there's another one. So it's not without danger, you know, sleep in the forest, you know. Yeah. So last night I was on a petrol station here, I wanted to pitch my tent. I said, no, no, you can't sleep outside, look, it's freezing outside, and so you sleep here. So I thought, well, that's an experience. So I slept inside the petrol station. Yeah. Children's playground here. So this Frenchie here, he's got a little Walkman in his car. Yeah, I've never seen this. Look at the door. That's his door. Tu me fais écouter? Un petit peu, très doucement. Très bas. Ground zero. Probably radioactive. Lord up. Fucking never lord up. You ain't know now, you know now. Still at Scrub J's with a toothbrush. Niggas still playing my old shit. With your shit, it's like the police asking us questions. Nigga, we don't know shit. Flex. Nigga, I'm just flex. Nigga, never lied to us. Do a little, let me stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command, it's a mission. Try to fight to the finish. Just seeing my finish. My worst behavior. No. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? So, you know, if you've got nothing to eat, you know, it's like it's all empty here, you know, and you find some flour, farina, and there's some salt and some olive oil, you can make some nice galette, you know, like in the frying pan. So you mix it all together dry first, like this, the salt and the flour, and you put some water in it afterwards until you get a sauce like this, you know, to make it nicely mixed. It has to be like liquid, and then put flour in it again to make it thicker again, but then it's already mixed and so it doesn't stick on your hands. I'm gonna put the flour in it. I'm gonna put flour in it again. It doesn't stick on my hands. Then I take a ball of it on a floury plate. I'm going to flatten it out. There it is, flattened out. And because of the flour, I can grab it and put it here into the frying pan with some Italian olive oil. So there we are. It's called galette in French. It's like a bread snack. And so I'm gonna eat this for the next 4 days. So it's December the 25th. And then you grab like everything you can get on alcoholics, what's left here. And then, you know, light the fire there. And well, Merry Christmas to you all. And yesterday I and the day and the night before I hitchhiked in from the east of France, the northeast of France, next to Switzerland, in a place called Bellegarde, next to Geneva. I hitchhiked in 24 hours, almost the entire night, here to it to the north of to the Mediterranean here in Italy. When I was in the streets there in Bellegarde, I met some really nice Arabs. You know, they were a really big help. They put me on the motorway. They bought some things for me. Fantastic people. I have really very beautiful encounters with the Muslims in France. You know, if you respect these guys, they're. Yeah, so Merry Christmas to you all, 2016, December the 25th. Right, let's see what it gets, you know, it's in the new year. There's a little Italian scorpion. I almost put it in the galette as well. Oh, it's dead. I think somebody stepped on it, I don't know. Yeah. So my friend, the Italian colonel, he gave me this wine, you know, and it's from his regiment, the Mountain Division. And of course, I see a lot of things. So you know, and here you can see during the First World War, what's the bird doing there? A Swiss cross in it, Templar's cross in it, or the cross of Savoia. And they had a terrible war going on in the First World War with millions of dead, you know, in the mountains, all froze to death, their limbs off, you know, must have been terrible. As we only talk about the First World War battles, like the Battle of the Somme, where the English lost 1 million people, all together with the Germans, 1 million people died. That was the worst day in the history of the British army. Where they lost, I think, 300,000 people in one morning. And of course, the Battle of Verdun, where the French, they lost, and the Germans, 1 million people died. But of course, this is what I wanted to tell you. You see the crown, and it's red inside. And where did we see that again? Where did we see that before? So this is Italian. And we see the same thing in France, where I filmed in Gréoux-les-Bains, where I filmed the Templars castle this year. You see the red crown here, same thing. Crown is a bit different, but it's red inside. Why? Because this is the original pharaonic red house, having a red crown. And they are in Lower Egypt in the north. Which was the Red House, and there was also Upper Egypt in the south, which I told you about, the Red and the White House of Pharaoh. So here you can see also the White House here, where the dog is, or the wolf probably. And here is the blue collar of the war crown. So these are the original pharaohs, you know, the primogenitura, the first son system. And here came the white ones, you know, the White House. They are the heretics, you know, like the heretic pharaoh Akhenaten. And this is why we have the White House today, because that's where the New World Order really got mighty, you know. And we can see the same thing here on the bottle, red and white. So there was a red underground, you know, and so the second and the third sons who wanted to rule too, you know, they drew a cross through it and said, well, this is finished, you know. So a white cross, they drew it through it, you know, to say this is finished. And here got a bull, and the bull in the pharaonic, and here's of course a lion, I think. Yeah. The symbol of the pharaonic dignity in black and orange, the house of orange. And the bull, there are three things above his head. For Isis, Horus, and Seth, of course. And the bull is called Apis. It has those two upside down V
symbols. It's the hieroglyph for the bull. And it's like on the French car, Citroën. And the bull Apis, it's also, you know, to defend the new world, as in the new world's order as well. If you want to go to the US, you know, you have to fill in a triple form and have to write everything in it, what your hobbies are, what you don't like, what your hobbies not are, how many times a day you go to the toilet, well, everything, you know. And it's called Advanced Passenger Information System, which is APIS. And the bull is a symbol, you know, for the defense of the Per-A, the Pharaoh, Egypt. So that's why it's here on the logo of their regiments. It's all here. It's not for nothing. They do all these things. So this is the original pharaohs, like where the pyramids are in the north, where Gizeh is and Cairo now and Alexandria. And the White House, that's more south, where the heretic pharaohs were. And it was not so much about religion. It was more about the succession, who was ruling. And the second and the third sons, they wanted to rule as well. So there it is. It's everywhere. They are our masters, you see. You can see them both here. The crown, the red house, the Per-Tasser. Per, it means the house, a lineage, not a house to live in, but a descendants, the house of Pharaoh. And Per-A means the big house, where the word Pharaoh originates from. It's not a house to live in, but it's a royal lineage, the red house. And they still rule today. So they sell this excellent wine, really excellent, in the officers' canteen in his regiment of my friend the colonel for €5. What is it, about $5? So talking about the White House, well, this is what came out of it, you know, with 13 stripes, because Osiris, he was cut into 13 pieces. It's all pharaonic. I think this is Alex Jones gear, isn't it? With the Trojan thing on it. Well, never mind. So. Yeah, and of course, on the logo of the of this regiment, it says Mountain Division of the Artillery. Here's orange, like if you mix like white and red like together, you get sort of orange, like the House of Orange. And so, yeah, of course, we can all see the Swiss flag here, because that's the main task here in the buffer zone. Well, I'm not yet here in the buffer zone, I'm quite south, but the regiment is in the north of Italy, where the buffer zone is, around Switzerland. And their main task of this Italian regiment is to protect the motherland, which that's what they did in two world wars. We don't know what to protect them from, because all countries belong to the pharaohs. So maybe one day, they have to be defended, like from the Muslims. Let's hope so. Maybe they're the only ones who can get rid of Switzerland. So this is the main task of this regiment: to protect the motherland, Switzerland, the bull Apis. So here's the red house again of the pharaohs. Castel Bianco, it means the white castle. This time it's not the White House, but the White Castle. Like the White House, you know. The white crown, the white lineage of the pharaohs. And there's the red lineage. So the White House, it means they are the heretic pharaohs, like in the south. So this is in Italy as well.
some things of the First World War, Second World War. It's of the regiment of the colonel. Here's some more. This is how they attract the people with some nice, you know, war is funny. Here too, war is funny, eh? Meet some nice chicks in the Alps. People believe it, you know, it's like an adventure. This is the First World War. Italians doing horrible crimes against humanity in Abyssinia, Ethiopia now, using biological weapons. This they always is ancestors. Here we're celebrating Christmas together.
I just made a little map here, you know, to put these A4s in it from a box. And of course I saw this again, the crown. Some Scandinavian crown with a Swiss Templar's cross in it, red and white. Believe me, it's red and white. So oh, Pharaoh is all over, they're everywhere. They even put it here. And the name of it, you know, it doesn't really sound very Nordic for a Scandinavian beer, Ceres. Strong ale. Well, strong ale sounds Nordic. Ceres. What is this? Well, it's Pharaonic. Ser is from the word Tsar, meaning the king, as the crown. The word Sir is related to it. So this is another way to put it, right? And S, like in Peres, the president of Israel who died, Per, it means the house, like in the Per-A, the word Pharaoh is from there, the big house. And S, well, it's definitely Pharaonic, but I should look it up. I have to look it up. But anyway, it's Pharaonic, Ser. The word sire, you know, is in it. It's another way to write it. And it's not very Nordic, Ceres. Sire. There's the word sire in it. Ceres. Sa, meaning the king, as in a sarcophagus. We're all over. Yeah. Getting pretty cold here in Italy. So even on the badge of the colonel here is the red house. It's so, this is the badges of the regiment. It's so important for them.
The brigade, the brigade.
Excuse me?
The brigade.
Yeah, the brigade.
Not the regiment.
The mountain brigade. The red house of Pharaoh, like the White House.
My friend the Italian colonel just retired last week. And he just gave me this, what is it, combattimento, combat stuff from the Italian Mountain Division. These are their colors, like. And here's some more. That's awfully nice, isn't it? And now let's see what it is. So this is a little pack. Little backpack or something. This is for Max. Yeah. So he was the commander of a large army barracks in the colonel commander of an army barracks in the north of Italy, and he could have gone on for general, but he didn't want to anymore. I think he's having. Yeah, well, he told me he's having depressions and the burnout. You know, they give psychopharmacks, and it's all soldiers. He was in Afghanistan, it's all soldiers. If you go to Afghanistan, all that, they put psychopharmacks in your food. It really messes you up, you know. And if you've got depressions, you know, it's like a black cloud following you everywhere you go. And yeah, the poor man, I'm trying to help him, you know, I'm trying to give him some advice. But you know, it's hard to give some advice to a colonel, commander of an army barracks. Try to do that, you know. I'll do it.
It's just like the German soldiers that had Pervitin. There was the Hashashin, you know, the special forces sect of the Arabs during the Crusades, smoking pot all the time. American soldiers, I heard guys who were in the French Legion, they put stuff in their food, you know, to hype them up. ISIS, they give them cocaine sort of, I made a video about it, so I don't remember the name. Antidepressants. Yeah, well, okay, nice stuff. Thank you, my friend, the Italian colonel. Some interesting gear. I can definitely use this one. It's to put maps in it, you know, keeps them dry when it's raining. And, well, I saw that he was having depressions, you know, this one here. Very interesting. I'm not sure how I'm gonna attach it to my stuff, but interesting stuff. Nice. I like the camouflage. It's Italian Mountain Division camouflage. Yeah, and I told them the best cure for depression is a Beretta 9mm. He looked at me. Are you joking? Are you crazy? He always says I'm crazy. With a smile. Yeah, I happen to have a Beretta 9mm. That's good against depressions. Excellent remedy. Funny though, a lot of people have been telling me lately that I'm crazy. Now I just wonder why. Oh, these Italian mountain cats here, they're so hungry, you know, they eat everything. Absolutely everything. Not like our spoiled cats, you know. No, they've been eating spaghetti, rice, like this, beans. And real funny, now I'm giving them some of this stuff here. But real funny, they've even been eating their favorite is sauerkraut, you know, like the krauts, the Germans. German sauerkraut, that's what they really love. Yeah, see if there's still some spaghetti left here. Yeah, some spaghetti here. They eat everything. I've never seen that. So, you know, so if your cat doesn't like the favorite, you know, cat food, you know, just let it be, you know. In 2-3 days or four, it'll eat everything. Buono appetito, catties. Yeah, let's give the cat some beans. They've been in there for 2 weeks. Already waiting. Hey pussies, cat dinner is ready. You know, it's a myth that the cat, you know, only doesn't eat, you know, only what he wants, you know. They eat everything if they're really hungry. They're even fighting for it, as you can hear. So here in Italy, beautiful here. Hear the wind howling. They're fighting again. Oh, that's nice. Beans. 2 weeks old. Very nice. You know, the difference between a dog and a cat is when you feed the dog thinks, well, he feeds me, so he's my master. When you feed a cat, he thinks, he feeds me, so I'm the master. Come on guys, stop the nonsense, come on, eat.
I'm doing jungle series now, natural documentaries or what. We'll go back to the castles then. Oh, there it is. Well, they did the same, you know, fighting with each other or fighting us. We didn't even fight back. Yeah, true, it says Ceres with a sun in it. It's Angelica Archangelica, angel root, just like beer, Ceres. Ceres. Yeah, Ceres. Could have been Ceres. What's going on here? Yeah, well, look at this logo here of some, you know, some sweets here. Here it is, the logo. You think it looks nice? No, I don't think so. Yeah. Well, it's a Templar V. It's like a pyramid. This one here, the Germans had this on their uniforms. You know, this one here. Exactly like that. And upside down, so I'll show you the other way around, like this. They found it like this in the pyramids when they were, you know, digging for the treasure, and underneath was the entrance. So masonry, you know, you build something, and the way they talked in these days, and like in a funny way also. To liberate the masonry, you freemason it. And this is actually where the word freemason is from. So this is what they found at the pyramid, at the entrance. And underneath was the tunnel to get in. It's a horrible logo, really. And it's probably Pharaonic language anyway, Julia. It's like a Julie, a name. They also called cars Julia or Julietta, the Alfa Romeo cars, and here's another one like this, you know. So this is basically where the word Freemason is from, you know, to take the masonry away, to dig something out, to Freemason your way in, you know. Franc-maçon, they were talking French. Maçon is Mason, and Franc, it means forward. A forward mason, which it's also a word for honesty, and it's also the word for the Franks. You know, the way there were Frankish crusaders, the Franks, they were there. Le Franc Mason, and yeah. So this is the Templars V, two times in a pyramid, or four times even. Altogether, which you find on tanks and helicopters, even now in Afghanistan. And all over. On some sweets here. The colonel, they gave me another, a bigger card of this one here, where I did the comparison there with the two crowns. And that's what I told you. You see here the bird here, which is a falcon. You see the fleur de lis here, where the place where he's got his dick. You see there the legs here, and the middle got his dick. It's a fleur de lis. Now if you turn it around, you see, fleur de lis. Where is it? Oh. Well, anyway. You get the picture. And so here is the red and white underground, Swiss colors of the United Kingdom of Pharaoh. And here you can see the blue, the war sash of the blue war crown. And it is about war. You know, the crown, here it says sempre et ovunque, always and everywhere. And this here means nulla via in via, no way is impossible. So here the soldiers in the First World War, they're fighting. And here again the other logo, blue, the war,
the bull, apis, and the crown. It's all pharaonic aristocracy. Here they're shooting. And it was a terrible war. Nobody ever talks about it. We all talk about the Battle of the Somme and the Battle of Verdun. And I think there has been more than a million dead. They shot overhead, you know, to make an avalanche. And they all got buried alive and froze to death. Terrible war. And this is the Horus Matrix you see here. You know, with the dick here. Fleur de Lis. There it is. It's the Horus Matrix. We kill the man, and hey, fuck your women. As I told you, the big one is Seth, and the little ones, it looks like a dick going into a vagina, you know. And the little ones are Horus and Isis. So we are literally being fucked by them, you know. We're under all these things like we're going for a war, defend our nation and all that. Here were some other... there they are. He gave me this too. Some drawings about the terrible war. Terrible. A terrible war. And he's still looking happy, you know. So, you know, they kill the man and then they take the women. And that's the war is about. That's why the Fleur de Lis. So the female sexual organ is like a flower, fleur, you know. You know, you're being sworn, here's the crown, you're being sworn into the aristocracy, into the, you know, to die for them. This is the Horus Matrix. And here you can see why. There's another bird, full of birds. As they come from the sky, Ari, aristocracy, born out of the sun.
And here in the bedroom, you can see the fleur de lis again. You know, it definitely is a sexual organ. You know, why else put it in the bedroom, you know? And like a flower opening up and the sexual organ of Pharaoh disappearing in it. The jus primae noctis. So to hang up your gear, you know, you go to bed and take off your clothes. The bedroom.
Escrivi qualche cosa vera.
Estasi spasmo, vieni da me.
Senza pretesto, senza illusioni.
Estasi spasmo, vieni da me, senza risorse, senza dolore, senza nulla, senza raccorea.
Yeah, nice.
Ça, par exemple, c'est du groupe que j'ai avec les filles.
So I'm here on the petrol station with two Italian revolutionaries in their camping car.
Yes.
Oh, we're sleeping there like this, next to Nice, next to the petrol station, in a little forest, really nice. It was minus degrees anyway, it was, well, you can see it's all frozen in the south of France. What do I see here? I see this pyramid here. They're using the energy of the pyramid here to have these things in there. That's interesting. So what's going on there? It's a tube, the water going up. Very interesting. So the water get like sucked up here in this pyramid. Right in the power center. Was that sort of an extraterrestrial there? Hmm. This is... No, it's not octagonal. Interesting. Yeah. Interesting places. So fantastic. I'm in the camping car. Dog is sleeping. And I'm heading somewhere north. But I'm not going that north because it's freezing all over. I'm here in Brignoles in the south of France. It says Service Technique. Here's what, where they repair the cars of the town. With a crown, blue and white. Blue for the war, white for the for Upper Egypt and the New World Order, Fleur de Lis. And this thing I've seen a couple of times now. And they repair the cars, you know. There's another time the logo and the coat of arms. They'll repair the police cars. They also have a coat of arms. They're the Knights of the Aristocracy. There's another police car there. Repair them all. Yeah, well, put some new oil in it. Do a checkout. Check up. So apparently they put it on all schools like Liberty, Equality and Fraternity. Well, we know what it means now. It's the and that's the coat of arms of the region here. And we know now it's for the New World Order and the second and the third sons of the king. You know, they are equal rights with the primogenitura. Yeah, look, it's a private Catholic school here, and it's called the Holy Joan of Arc, Jeanne d'Arc. Holy. Now, well, the Catholics burned her. and now they have a holy school of Joan of Arc. They're absolutely out of their minds, you know. And anyway, one of the generals was called Gilles de Rais, and he raped and tortured to death about 200 boys. He was a nobleman, not very noble, the aristocracy, Gilles de Rais. So you think he's really a saint? A saint should have known, you know, like God, like, or something, you know, would have said, well, listen, something is wrong in your army. It's all a lie, man. It's all a lie. It's all sick. Another war memorial, just pretending to be thankful. They're not. Well, what it is, some sort of a dragon. And it says, nous resterons là. We'll stay here. Of course you stay here, you're dead. You're buried, you're underneath. You're pushing up daisies. Of course you stay there. Yeah, man. Avenue de la Libération, Liberation Road. Oh. I don't care about it. Oi, oi! My friend I met here, he's vomiting because the bus driver is like a rally driver. It's like being in somewhere in Asia, I don't know, or in the third world. Oh, I'm not feeling very well either. And I'm not feeling very well either because I had a food poisoning like a couple of days back. It smells like onions. I think he ate some onions and. Look, the trees eating the traffic shield here. So there's an obelisk here, all pharaonic. There's another one with Isis on top. So Isis on top of the dick of the sexual organ of Osiris. It's all there. Now if you want to eat for free, like on a Saturday, avocados, there's some more, you know, avocados here. All sorts of fruits here, they all throw it away, you know. So there was a market here, you can still see that. was a market here. All on the market square. You go to a little village and well, you just dive, you know. I got a whole thing with fruits there. Yeah, look, I even got a sausage, a big sausage here. And there was another one, it was quite disgusting. Birds gave it to the birds here. So, there it is. The aristocracy, they throw all away. You know, it's all about money. Here, fleur de lis. It's all about money. That's what it's all about. They just throw away good food. Yeah. Well, Saturday, go to a little town on a market on a Saturday and dive into the garbage can. They'll probably take it away in a couple of minutes. Yeah, there's another can there as well. Look what they all throw away. It's all fruit, you know, all sort of. Oh, disgusting. Yeah, the aristocracy. This society is only about money. People starve. I mean, I'm starving.
Why not today?
Oh, I don't need those. Cotton wears out very quick. I got some for €5 on a market. It's all synthetic from China. They'll hold better. It's here where I slept last night. Look, France is it's a gorgeous country, I tell you. Look how beautiful it is. It's probably one of the most beautiful countries in the world, actually. Don't go to Paris if you visit France. It sucks, you know. Don't go and see the Eiffel Tower. Just go and watch it on the internet. You know, that will do. It sucks. Don't go to Nice. Don't even go to the French Mediterranean. It sucks. Just go land inwards. You find beautiful lakes. I don't know how many lakes I've seen here. Meet the real people, you know. Don't go to the big cities anyway. Beautiful. Just go land inwards, you know. Don't go where all the sheep will go. I don't know if you can see it, but it's a really weird place here. Very weird. I have no idea what that is. It's incredibly well, you know, secure, a big wall around it. Oh, definitely pharaonic here. With some obelisks on top, pyramids on top of it, you know, and get in here. Yeah, here's a better view, maybe. Very weird, man. Now, who would build such a thing like this, you know, if you're not a pharaoh? Why are you in the middle of nowhere? Absolutely nothing here. There's another weird thing there in the middle of nowhere. Who would plant that in the middle of nowhere, you know? Black magic, all satanic. Yeah, royal coat of arms with the original pharaonic checkerboard in it. Red and white, as it should be. There's no black in it. Here in Lorg is a statue of for the French patriots. Patriots, more dead in 1944. Like, you know, what did they die for? You know, a lion, symbol of the pharaonic dignity. Fleur de lis. Symbol of the Horus matrix, the phallic of Seth, and an aristocratic hunting dog. That's what they died for the aristocracy. Oh, fantastic, isn't it? What a weird way to put your hands, eh? The République Française, of course, the mayor. Sisters of Isis, water. Oh, that's what the pharaoh is like. And there is a coat of arms with the dogs again. Chateau de Bern, like in Switzerland. No wonder, because it's a very strong Templar stronghold here, Lorgue. And that's where they went to finally. So they already called it the Chateau of Bern, Switzerland. Yeah. There's another strange road here. Staircase, a strange staircase. Looks like some Maya, I think. It's a staircase going to Saint Ferréol. It was sort of the first official Christian. A Roman centurion. And it's going there to some church. Well, it's a church like any other. And from the other side. So this is the first time this French revolutionary is taking me hitchhiking. So this is the first time I put my backpack here on a dead animal. Oh, blood. So, well, for everything it's the first time. The man is quite sad because he lost his animal. Yeah. And another castle here, but this is not the Templars. This is in Sion. So it's not the Templars, but it's impressive. Here's the coat of arms of this castle here. But it has the Templar V in it. Let's see. Yeah. And three pentagrams. Sion, Sion Cascade. Sion, the waterfall. Those pharaohs, they like water, you know, reminds them of the River Nile. Well, at least the airbags worked. Ooh, in the ditch. Things they survived, you know, the cockpit is still alright, yeah. Well, maybe a little bit of headache though, because the roof came down. Yeah, man. Just plowed through the here, through the bushes, through the mud. The wheel, bag, kitty here, pussycat. Yeah, pussycat was maybe, you know, escaping like in the car, and so they lost control, like, you know.
Hello, je suis Michael, le Varois qui a rencontré Sean, qui l'a pris en stop, et je suis l'ancien rugbyman.
Yeah.
Et Sean est très sympa.
Okay, merci. So this guy just took me hitchhiking. He's an old, he's an ex rugby man, a French rugby man, and. Now he's a Jesus believer and he stopped playing rugby. So he invited me here in the mobile home. Yeah. The guy is sleeping there, you know, like an old hitchhiker. He's cooking here on the petrol station. He's a sleeping broth there. In France, you know, everything is possible, you know. Yeah, look, he invited me for, you know, a bit of you couldn't do that in Switzerland. The cops would be there in 2 minutes. He invited me for a tea, but well, I'm going to sleep. What a way to wake up, eh? He was sowing trees next to me here. Oh. I jumped out of my tent. The guy is still sleeping. Yeah, on the petrol station. Even some people sleeping here, yeah, in a hollow tree here. Yeah, it's all government shit here. French flags and ISIS and just let the people rot here with all the fancy talk. Yeah, it must be pretty wet in here now. Pretty sad. Another pharaonic flag. On the other side, they're standing the homos there in the uniforms. The fancy uniforms. It's called
the prefecture. In the end, the trees, the people sleeping out, probably French.
I don't know what the horrible pink stuff this is, huh?
Here in Strasbourg, it's pink, you know, and it says here, adopt-un-mec.com. A lot of possibilities, une infinité de possibilités. So you can adopt a guy, you know, put him in a basket. Now, a little pink thing here. It's all pink. The background is pink. Well, you know what this is, eh? Sort of a, in the open, it's sort of a queer stuff, you know? Even kids can get into it, you know? They can attract kids, and they will. It looks like something for kids, you know? Well, I would think, you know, it's even brown feet going in here, you know? Brownies with pinkies. You know, it looks like for children here, you know? And a flower. Well, this is something disgusting. You know, this is perverted, eh? A little dog in it, so children would like it. A muscled guy, eh? So this is homo garbage. It's filth, I tell you. You know, the pink background and the pink tie, it says it all. Pink butterfly. Yeah, I mean, look at his trousers here, look at it. Yeah, this is disgusting. Oh man, it's really disgusting. It's everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah, too, man, it's feminized, you know. Too many hormones. You know, too many female hormones, you know, the anti-baby pills, you know, anti-conceptional pills. Estrogen, gestogen, you know, makes all queers all over. Garbage. And here in France, those homos, they can even get married, you know, and adopt children. Adopt, here it says. It's all homo garbage here, you know. Adopt a child. Oh, it's disgusting. The end times. Now here on the other side is 2 times the Temple of V. It looks like a pyramid. Well, actually it's three or four times, you know, even in the dark, like in the middle here. Now it looks like quite a sort of pinkish as well, you know. So here's like a Samsung, a cell phone. And on the other side is the Homo Exchange, whatever, adopt, I don't know. Disgusting. They know how to hide things, you know, they've always been hiding it from an early age on. Now they can do what they want, you know. Another cemetery. Some pharaohs buried there. I don't know how to do it.
This Paris Saint-Germain, it's the first club, I think, or the second in France, and it has a fleur de lis. I've never seen this before. And here, it's been bought up by the Emirates. Emir, it's a pharaoh. It's like a duke. It's a pharaoh. It's an aristocratic title, you know, emir. The Arabs too, the Muslims. They have sultans, emirs, viziers, caliphs, the whole same thing as we have. And what we see, red and white for the United Kingdom of Pharaoh. The Red House and the White House. So this is entirely pharaonic. It's all here.